You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
Hey, everybody. Today, I want to highlight a name that all of us know well, and that is our sponsor, Splunk. You need to keep operations humming around the clock, but potential disruptions are everywhere. Splunk helps you predict problems and find and fix issues fast so you can reduce risk and ditch downtime. The world's largest enterprises rely on Splunk's unified security and observability platform to become more efficient, resilient, and innovative. With Splunk, you can react quickly, evolve faster, and be ready for anything. Stay ahead of disruptions. Learn more at splunk.com/resilience. And we thank Splunk for sponsoring our show. In the dynamic world of enterprise security, identity architects and IT leaders face a major challenge. Growth by repeated acquisitions multiplies the complexity of everything. Multiple IDPs, MFA providers, policy engines that all need to coexist. This can lead to fragmented user identities and policies that create security vulnerabilities and add access friction. Strata Identity solves this. Now you can decommission unneeded IDPs and consolidate the ones you'd like to keep without rewriting apps or disrupting users, engineers, and app owners. Plus, Strata's modular architecture makes it easy to integrate with any identity provider without manual maintenance and coding. Join the ranks of cybersecurity leaders using identity orchestration. Visit strata.io/cyberwire, share your top identity security priorities, and receive a pair of complimentary AirPods Pro. Offer valid for organizations with over 5,000 employees. Step into a new era of identity management at strata.io/cyberwire.
Operation CloudHopper gets to its espionage targets via their cloud and managed service providers. Details are out on the Android version of the Pegasus spyware. Microsoft will upgrade office security, notes on the annual Sea Air Space Expo, and what is going on in Bedford County, Pennsylvania, a place where the laws of physics may not apply. I'm Dave Bittner in Baltimore with your CyberWire summary for Wednesday, April 5th, 2017. PricewaterhouseCoopers and BAE are reporting a surge in Chinese government cyber espionage. Operation CloudHopper is said to be targeting cloud and managed service providers with the goal of gathering information on their customers, including not only companies but also diplomatic services. As has so often been the case with Chinese operations, the espionage extends beyond intelligence collection to theft of intellectual property. British targets are thought to be particularly affected, but the campaign is multinational in scope, and a comparable operation is being run simultaneously against Japanese targets. PwC and BAE have been tracking the operation since late last year, and they identify the specific threat actor as APT-10, also known as Red Apollo, CVNX, and Stone Panda. Security firm Lookout's report on Criseor, the Android version of Pegasus, is out and worth a look. Pegasus is a spyware product for lawful intercept uses produced by NSO Group. Pegasus came under scrutiny during investigation of surveillance of journalists, activists, and dissidents by various regimes, most famously in the United Arab Emirates. Lookout worked with Google on Criseor. It had earlier worked with the University of Toronto's Citizen Lab on Pegasus. Microsoft has announced that later this month it will add advanced threat protection safe links to Word, Excel, and PowerPoint, and that Office 365 will receive an upgraded advanced data governance and threat intelligence package. We were at the Navy League's annual Sea Air Space Exposition this week down in National Harbor, Maryland, where cybersecurity matters receive the increasing attention they now get from all the services. As Palo Alto Networks put it in conversation with us, there's a perceived need to educate senior leadership to move the C services beyond a patch-and-repair approach to cybersecurity that can still remain the easy default. Rear Admiral Timothy White, Commander, U.S. Cybercom National Cyber Mission Force, Vice Admiral Jan Tai, Deputy Chief of Naval Operations for Information Warfare and Naval Intelligence Chief, and Vice Admiral Michael Gilday, head of the U.S. Navy's Fleet Cyber Command, were among the senior leaders who spoke, and they did exhibit the mature understanding of the issues Palo Alto hoped would become general. The U.S. Marine Corps was, as it always is, a highly visible presence on the floor. The Corps offered some discussion of its new cyber military occupational specialties, typically called MOSs. These will be available for enlisted Marines as well as non-commissioned, warrant, and commission officers. Thus, experienced personnel won't have to rotate back to a primary specialty after a few years of service. The personnel system is self-consciously modeled on that used by Marine Corps Forces Special Operations Command. See thecyberwire.com for more coverage of Sea Air Space. All week, we're hearing from some of the people we met at the 2017 Women in Cybersecurity Conference. Michelle Dennedy is Chief Privacy Officer at Cisco and was a keynote speaker at the event.
My role is really the strategic side of privacy, to look at what I call turning values to value. So privacy and ethics and morality and these kinds of things sound like ishy squishy words. What we do is we use a privacy engineering methodology, and we're starting to change the culture at Cisco and at our customers to be data centric first, and then use privacy engineering techniques so that we'll have a high quality, authenticatable system that reflects not just the laws of the lands, plural, but really the ethics and the expectations of our customers.
The issues that we have with women being underrepresented in the cybersecurity workforce, it's not getting better. And one of the things that really strikes me is that retention is not getting better. So even when we get women to join us, they're not staying.
It's a very tough problem, and I tell you what's great about, this is my first time at the WSIS event, and I'm loving the energy from these young women in particular, that they are so positive in their own ability to make change, of their flexibility to say, should I start here, assuming that I'm going to go there and there and there. So I think that it's hopefully going to get better. It's a very hostile work environment still, and not always overt. And in fact, I think the most pernicious problems are not overt. I think that what if every single person, men and women, picked one diverse candidate from whatever diversity you feel most passionate about, race, ethnicity, economic circumstances, geography, gender, and if every single one of us picked one person, not to mentor, but to sponsor, to push that person to take those next risks or pull them up when you see them lagging, if every single person did that, it would only take half a generation to get to the place where we have enough competent people working in a respectful environment where all we're doing is innovating and creating and sort of bringing our best selves to work. I tell you what, a couple of the young gals came up to me this morning and were so cute because they were, you know, oh, I'm getting my second PhD and I have two masters and, you know, what do I need to learn anymore? And I think for both genders, I would just say nothing. It's not so much stuff you can stuff in your head. Just go out there and fail. You know, try so hard and dream so big that you don't reach it. Because if all you're doing is planning to get there and doing everything you need to do to get there and then executing on that plan, then you're going to look back and realize, I probably could have done more. If you've failed a few times and you've reached and reached and your fingers slipped off at the very last second, that's your edge. So find your edge.
That's Michelle Dennedy from Cisco. You can hear more from her in our upcoming CyberWire special edition on the 2017 Women in Cybersecurity Conference. And finally, there's some news out of Bedford County, Pennsylvania. Last week, around 6:30 on the morning of March 28, the network of Chestnut Ridge High School in New Paris was knocked offline. Pennsylvania State Police are investigating, but they say that the outage was induced by a juvenile male student, that is, a local high school boy, who was hacking from home. As far as we've heard, no one's saying anything about charges, but the Chestnut Ridge School District Superintendent said the outage was a significant inconvenience to the school's staff. So please, kids, don't do this kind of thing from home. But there may be another angle to the story. In a CyberWire exclusive brought to us by a stringer who vacations in New Paris, Bedford County is one of those places where the laws of physics may not apply. We're referring, of course, to Gravity Hill on Bethel Hollow Road. Put your car in neutral, make sure it's safe, take your foot off the brake, and your car rolls uphill. Our stringer swears he's done it more than once, and he's seen it with his own eyes. So that's that. So have the state police considered a possible transgravitational effect as the cause of the network outage? If New Paris is the site of such kinetic effects, who's to say it couldn't have informational weirdness as well? If anyone's interested, by the way, there's a U.S. Marine Corps recruiter just down the Lincoln Highway in Bedford. Just saying. So, Semper Fi, and go Lions!
And now, a word from our sponsor, Zscaler, the leader in cloud security. Cyber attackers are using AI in creative ways to compromise users and breach organizations. In a security landscape where you must fight AI with AI, the best AI protection comes from having the best data. Zscaler has extended its Zero Trust architecture with powerful AI engines that are trained and tuned by 500 trillion daily signals. Learn more about Zscaler Zero Trust plus AI to prevent ransomware and AI attacks. Experience your world secured. Visit zscaler.com/zerotrustAI. The IT world used to be simpler. You only had to secure and manage environments that you controlled. Then came new technologies and new ways to work. Now, employees, apps, and networks are everywhere. This means poor visibility, security gaps, and added risk. That's why Cloudflare created the first-ever connectivity cloud. Visit cloudflare.com to protect your business everywhere you do business.
Joining me once again is Dale Drew. He's the Chief Security Officer at Level 3 Communications. Dale, today you wanted to talk about security ecosystems and the way that they handle the disruption cycle.
Yeah, so our view might be a little biased as a network provider, but with that sort of lens, we have been sort of watching this exploit ecosystem over the past handful of years and made an observation that a lot of the sort of approach to security ecosystems is based on how fast the security research community can get mitigation or corrective action in the hands of the end system, whether it's the consumer's desktop or whether it's the computing device in the data center, end system, but it's largely based on the actual computer itself. And so we've seen on average about a 4-month life cycle from the time that it takes to detect a piece of malware in the wild, to capture it, to analyze it, to test it, to build a corrective action like a signature, and then push it out to all the clients. So we've really been trying to do like a bit of a call to arms to the network community, other ISPs as an example, other application hosting providers, and saying that if we can get other ISPs in this fray to be able to actively shut down the command and control piece of this, while the rest of the research security research community focuses on the clients, I think we're going to have a significant disruption capability in the bad guys to be able to operate the sort of large extortionist-related botnet infrastructure. There is a new protocol being proposed to that community called DOTS. It's the DDoS Open Threat Signaling protocol. I don't know if that's the right answer, but it's definitely in the direction of the right answer, because that is moving us toward a reputation-based routing environment. So imagine an environment, let's say it's 2 years from now, let's say it's 3 years from now, but imagine an environment where ISPs, the security research community, and large enterprises are all sharing threat data real-time and live and agreeing on how to assign reputation scores to compromised IP addresses and agreeing to automatically take action, whether it's null routing, whether it's blackholing, whether it's firewalling compromised IPs on the global internet while they work with the victim to get that machine corrected. If the entire network environment, the global internet environment, was oriented toward a reputation-based routing environment, it would be nearly impossible for a bad guy to operate on the global internet. We believe that's the direction that we need to get the overall research community headed toward, and we think it's going to have a very significant impact on being able to stop bad guys from operating.
Dale Drew, thanks for joining us.
Managing the requirements for modern security programs is increasingly challenging and time-consuming. Enter Vanta. Vanta gives you one place to centralize and scale your security program, quickly assess risk, streamline security reviews, and automate compliance for ISO 27001, SOC 2, and more. You can leverage Vanta's market-leading trust management platform to unify risk management and secure the trust of your customers. Plus, use Vanta AI to save time when completing security questionnaires. CyberWire Daily listeners can get $1,000 off by going to vanta.com/cyber. That's vanta.com/cyber.
And that's the CyberWire. We are proudly produced in Maryland by our talented team of editors and producers. I'm Dave Bittner. Thanks for listening. And now, a word from our sponsor, SixthSense. SixthSense provides award-winning cloud-based automated endpoint and vulnerability management solutions to streamline IT and security operations. With its advanced platform, businesses gain complete visibility and control over their infrastructure, reducing IT and security risks and optimizing operational efficiency. With SixthSense, you'll get real-time alerts, risk-based vulnerability prioritization and remediations, and an intuitive automation and orchestration engine so you can focus on your core business goals, confident in the knowledge that your enterprise is secure, compliant, and running smoothly. To learn why enterprises choose SixthSense, visit SixthSense.com.